There are nearly 230,000 low-wage workers in the state of Wisconsin struggling to make ends meet. So Gassman stopped at Northwest Community Services Agency in Superior. She says low-wage workers need more than what they're getting paid for their labor.
If we raise the minimum wage to 7.25, we will help not only those 230,000 workers, but there are about another 150, we estimate, who are earning a bit more than 7.25. And their wages would likely go up too. Wages in general will go up to bring a little more stability to our low-wage workers.
Right now, Wisconsin's minimum wage is $6.50. Raising the minimum wage to 7.25 is likely to happen July of 2009 and will be the second state minimum wage increase under the Doyle administration. Gassman says more needs to be done, though.
The governor wants us to see opportunity grants made available. Opportunity grants would help current low-wage workers pay to take courses at technical colleges so they can upgrade their skills and then be eligible for higher paid work.
Gassman says the struggling national economy is putting pressure on states, but she says Wisconsin is up to the challenge if it helps families struggling in low-wage jobs and provides them with training opportunities. In Superior, Vanessa Feltes, Wisconsin Public Radio.